Welcome to Modern Day Abigails. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So let's listen to God's Word, where everyday lives transform and where we can become the women God created us to be.
Is it working?
It's a red dot.
Okay. We are unsupervised today.
Girls, y'all don't even know. Hello.
We hope this works because it's another episode of Modern Day Abigails.
Oh, yeah. Modern Day Abigails, y'all.
I'm Anna.
I'm Joanna.
And we're back for another lesson. We're continuing in the Book of Solomon while we play with slime.
Yes. Okay. So fun facts going on here. We're totally
Song of Solomon 6.
Song of Solomon 6. Okay.
But fun facts
besides SOS 6 is that, one, we are unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we are hyped up on chocolate. And three, we are fidgeting with pink slime and we're having lots of fun. So if y'all hear squishy noises, just, you know, mind your business. That's just us.
No, I had to say something about the chocolate because everybody's like, if y'all are in this health kick. Yes. Our chocolate only has a couple ingredients, and like Joanna's has coconut sugar and mine has monk fruit. So
we are living the life.
Yeah, I know,
so. Living the life.
So it is chocolate, but it's not like chocolate. It's good though. Mine's a mint.
It's what do we call it? Not refined. It's,
unrefined like us.
No,
but we're getting refined.
Yeah, not. I don't even. You know what?
It's more paleo.
Pass.
It's very paleo.
Pass on that. Yeah. I'm just gonna.
And then we made our own sparkling water today with pure black cherry juice.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was. It actually is very different.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So this is how we roll. And Pastor Ray, aka our producer, aka our editor, aka Anna's husband,
aka our pastor,
aka our pastor. He makes fun of us when we do our podcast, because we just, you know, we do what we do.
So ladies, if you're at home or in a Bible study group, please feel free to pause us, go get you some snackies, you know, sit down, sit tight, get ready. If you're driving, please don't just drive. And I can't say anything. I'm a podcaster when I'm driving. That's what I do in the mornings, you know, get up, read a Bible, pray. And on my car, I usually listen to a podcast and, it's one of three.
I listen to the Bible on my phone while I work.
That's what I do. You know why I quit doing that? Because I wasn't paying attention and I heard something and I went, I've been wrong all these years. And I hear the Lord go, go back. So I start listening to it again. I'm like, oh, whew. Okay. So anyway, I think the Lord and I had a nice little chit chat that I'm not allowed to listen or read the Bible while distracted.
But see, that's the difference between you and I. Is you don't like things in the background.
No.
I have to have something in the background.
Well, I don't mind. Like, I've been doing whale songs in the background. Okay. That's fine. There's nothing for me to listen to.
Well, that's daring. That's super daring.
There's no lyrics and there's no annoying music
to have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So I want to drop back down to something, drop back down. That is not even the right word, whatever. I want to,
are we going to circle back?
Yeah. We're going to circle back to something that you mentioned a long, long time ago. One of the ladies asked, why we are called, MDA, Modern Day Abigails. And so we thought at some point we would just give her a quick little recap. And so I thought I'd do it today, just kind of, it's totally unplanned. So Anna, you're going to need to jump in.
That's fine. Make sure you're in the mic.
Yeah. Am I in the mic?
Not really.
Are you for real? All this time?
Well, I mean, I can hear you, but not as, I'm worried that it won't be as picked up as good.
I'm super loud. There's no way it's not picking
up. Okay. I'm making sure.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. We told you we were unsupervised today.
Look, no holds barred going on here. No holds barred.
Okay. Yeah. So please explain to the ladies who might be new, who might be the first time, or they need a refresher of why we're called Modern Day Abigails.
In a nutshell, it's because, one, we love Abigail from 2 Samuel. Two, is it 1 Samuel? Okay. It's one of the Samuels.
It has to. Yeah. Okay.
It's 2 Samuel.
Yes. 2 Samuel.
And she has this really messed up life and marriage. Super difficult husband whose name is actually Nabal, which means
If that's his real name, but that's what they go by.
Yeah.
They call him Fool.
It means fool. And so we don't know if it's a nickname or if it's a name his mama gave him. We don't have the scoop on that. But in the midst of all her difficulties, no matter what happened, she handled everything that was thrown at her. She handled it God's way. And the Lord ended up blessing her. So we model our podcast after her because she is such a good example.
She stayed humbled. She stayed gentle. But you can tell the people around her loved her.
Yeah.
So she's in a situation she didn't want to be in
at all
and handled it with grace.
And yeah, grace and wisdom and discernment.
Yes.
And she's just such a good
She didn't let her situation define her.
Thank you.
That's what it
she
was.
She was never the victim.
No.
Now, we are victims of things often,
but we don't have to live that way.
We don't have to portray that image. We can be,
the way God created us to be.
In the Lord, in everything that happens to us.
Yeah, we don't have to let our situation define us. We can redefine the situation by how we handle it.
Yeah.
But we can't do it without the Lord. And you knew she knew the Lord because of the way she spoke to David. She knew who the Lord was.
Anyway, so she's awesome. She's amazing. And she's a good role model for us. And we thought that, why not?
Yeah.
Why not use her as a, as an example, as a name?
Yeah. And be like her.
So we strive to be a modern day Abigail.
Exactly.
So anyway, one thing we did not do, Anna, because we're busy playing with
slime. We haven't gotten started. We'll pray before we get started.
Yeah, we need to pray.
But we like to do a little chit chat, ask awkward questions, things like that.
No, we don't like to ask awkward questions. Anna likes to.
I do. And I've been actually struggling here with my awkward question. I've been really.
You don't have one?
Well, no, not really.
I mean, that's too bad. Oh,
I know, but we have to have one.
Horrible. We don't.
Yeah, we do because we need
just
to.
Don't.
We need.
That's not a rule.
It is.
It's not. Yeah. It's not.
It's a rule,
ladies. It's not a rule.
We have to have it as a rule because we need to start because this is our hook line. We want to get people hooked in.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is. Well, would you like to ask the awkward question instead?
I don't have awkward questions for you.
But you could. You can. No. Okay. No Jeopardy theme song?
You know, so ladies, normally we flip-flop and we each take turns teaching, but Anna is in the book of Song of Solomon's, and so she wanted to do the whole thing by herself, and I was not going to object whatsoever.
Yeah, we talked about flip-flop, and I think you got to chapter 2, and you're like, hey, if you want to keep on going.
Super pass. It's a hard pass. And so anyway, she's been doing all the talking and studying and teaching for quite some time now, but as soon as she gets done, I'm trying to decide two ideas to do, but I am going to come up with some super awkward, super awkward questions for you.
That's fine.
That's my goal. That's my one goal in life from now until I teach. And was that our door?
I think it was our next door neighbor's. Who hit a wall. So earlier, ladies, we tried to do this, but we had to stop because our next door neighbors in our church building decided that they wanted to jam. And you could hear the lyrics, like the words. And it's not like you just heard sounds and music. You heard the words of the song.
And so our recording studio, we share a wall.
Yeah, apparently.
And so I walked over there and there were two young kids and they were dancing.
I can imagine.
They were jamming. And then when I peeked my head around their door, one of them just kind of like, oh, hi. Yeah.
Didn't know that part. Yeah.
And then I kind of peeked back out. So she was probably going like, who's that? But you know what? You know, if you're going to jam that loud, you're going to get observers. So. And I was one of them.
But we decided we thought we'd be nice and we'd go have dinner, browse around the store, give them time to get their jams done, and then come back because we didn't want to have that super awkward conversation like, hey, can you turn it down?
I was not afraid of having
it. No, it wasn't. I was like, come on.
I was all ready to go over there. And I was going to do it respectfully and sweet and beg them, you know.
Right.
But
so, okay, I think I got the awkward question of the year here.
Oh, dear. Remember, the whole year? Of this that bad?
No,
oh,
it's not bad. But you're going to have to come up with a real good one because I'm the one who has a set of ball bearings at my desk so that if the guys
So I got to up my game?
Yeah, because if the guys are not, and I've told them this, I'm like, if they're not being bold, I'm like, hey, I got a set over here. Do y'all need it?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna work on that.
Yeah. So anyway, my thought was, is because of our topic, you know, it looks like I'm going to be calling this Jesus Restores. And I want us to think about it. Our bodies, what happens as it gets older?
We got that much time?
Well, you know.
I mean, okay, one, we sag in places we didn't know that we could sag. And
true. We get gray hair in places we weren't expecting it.
Or hair in general, not necessarily gray. Just right. Popping up all over the place, especially if you've had menopause, and which at least one of us has in this room. And
one of us is working on it. We got 1 month down, 11 to go.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm not sorry that I haven't had it in since 2006 because of a hysterectomy. I'm all right with it.
Like, look, for a while there, I thought I was the only one around with a uterus.
Yeah.
Okay? I was starting to feel really lonely.
Yeah. Most of us ladies in the church.
They're like, I got a hysterectomy. I had a hysterectomy. I'm like, no, I'm not the only one with a uterus.
Yeah, I'm not sad about it. But, and then
this
and then
is for ladies in case somebody's listening.
Our bodies fall. Yeah, we do have guys that listen. But you know what? That's on you.
Yeah, we're not teaching men. We teach women.
And not only that, they already know us, so we're not shocking them at all. Mm-mm. And then our body starts fall. Like, my knee doesn't work at the moment.
Right.
And
our digestive systems decide they don't want to work really good.
Yeah, and then my hair starts turning gray, which I keep dyed. But if I didn't, I'd be pretty solid. And
I got pretty gray there for a while.
Your eyesight. I mean, do I keep going or what?
I'm going to say, but so.
So I just need a walker.
But during in the resurrection.
Hey, Ray was riding on the thing in the Walmart.
Oh, yeah. When his back was real bad and he decided to. He was having fun with that scooter. He goes, I'm going to have problems, I'm going to have fun on my scooter
here.
Sure.
He did. Why not?
He did. He had fun.
Yeah. Okay.
So, right. So the thing is, though, is in the resurrection, what's our bodies going to be like?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be glittery because, you know.
I missed that part in the Bible, but okay.
No, but the Lord made me. He knows. He knows how I love some glitter.
But.
And I might even be a little bit pastel pink.
So why don't we. Why don't we look about Jesus? When Jesus was resurrected from the dead, how did he look?
Okay. So he was shining and glowing and. White and
he could go through walls.
Yeah, his body wasn't. He was a fluid body.
Yeah,
that's not the right word.
I can't think of a better word.
It wasn't solid.
No, it wasn't. He was going through walls and he was popping in and out everywhere.
And you couldn't touch him at the time because he wasn't finished.
Ascended.
Yeah.
So that makes me think of our bodies get restored. We get restored. But what can we do here? We've been through. How many women have been through? Hell. How many women have been, we call it hell because we don't know what hell. Right. We've been through a hard time. We've been through a lot of difficulty.
Trauma.
But.
Horrificness.
We're going to see in Songs of Solomon 6, we don't have to stay there. We don't have to stay there.
Amen.
So, girl.
Preach it, sister.
Go ahead and pray it in. Let's pray it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
It was your idea.
I know. But let me put my slime down.
Literally, she has sparkly. This slime is pink with bubbles and strawberries, and it smells good.
Oh, it smells amazing.
She got me one. I can't wait to see mine.
Yeah, yours is green.
Thank you.
Green. I'll be here tomorrow, but I won't see you tomorrow. So
no.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'll be doing Sunday.
Yep. And it comes. So listen, it comes clear, and you get to assemble it yourself and put all your own packages and do the mix. Anyway, it's just amazing. I love it. I'm in love with my slime.
Okay.
How often do you hear that? Okay.
No, not often.
Okay. Here we go, girls. Here we go. Oh, Lord, we just love you. We love you, Jesus. And we just thank you for everything that you've done. And we're going to get to learn so much about you today and about how you were restored after you died on the cross and how we get restored as we follow you and as we learn and as we grow. And as we heal inside and out, and we get to see a picture of that through chapter 6. And because it's not about these two people, it's about you and who you love, which is us. And we are your bride, and I can't wait to see what we're going to learn today. And just, I'm praying over these ladies, Lord, that they open their hearts, they open their minds, they open their ears to your word, Lord. And I'm praying over Anna that she just speak through you, Lord. And we ask that you bless this time and bless everyone listening. And it's all about you. It's all about you. So just fill this room, Father, and fill this room and this place with your presence. And it's in your Son's sweet, holy name that we just lift this night up to you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.
Amen. We are counting, right?
Oh, dear. We are.
Okay. All right. Good.
We're at 14.5.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Almost 15 minutes of chit chat. Right.
Yeah. Well, that just gets you in the game and get you going and relaxed and loosened up. So we're in Songs of Solomon 6, like we've been talking about. And so for the last few chapters, what have we been seeing? We've been seeing somebody feel like they're ugly, that they're not worthy, but they know there's more than that. They know that's not it. And we've been watching her grow and meeting this beloved and getting built up. But at the same time, we see this complacency. We see this, but I got to find him. I got to search for him. And we kind of left off last time about really it was complacency. But yet Jesus doesn't stop. He comes after us.
Thank the Lord for that.
I am so thankful he didn't give up. And we're going to see how he says he's going to finish what he started. So he's not done yet. A lot of the times, if you think about it, we're the ones who delay that healing. We delay getting restored. We delay it because sometimes we build a wall, which walls are not what we boundaries are good. Nice little fence boundaries are good, but not walls. Or we refuse to be healed. We refuse to let go of what we need to let go because we think that, well, if I let go, that means I'm saying it was okay what they did to me. No, that doesn't say it was okay what they did to you.
That's nothing to do with them.
No, it's all about your relationship and your walk with the Lord. Unfortunately, sin is in this world. We have sin. And the Lord hit it with me the other day because we do children's ministry, right, Joanna?
We do.
And we talked about this the other day, and we have quite a few little girls, and the Lord pointed out to me, he goes, you're always going to work with little sinners. Because unless the child gets saved in the womb, we are always going to work with little sinners. Okay.
Yeah.
But then he really hit me as he goes, and guess what? Those little girls, they have the curse. Oh, no. We got to, that curse at the beginning where it talks about she wants to take over. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, really, Lord, thanks. Thanks. After all these years, you finally decided to have a sit down chit chat with me. But he is showing me my focus and how I've got to redirect, making sure that when I'm taking the word of God and making sure I understand that. One, I need patience, and two, which I think I've been working on pretty good, and two, I've got to look at it from, they're going to try to take over, I have to make sure they can't.
Exactly. Well, and then you and I, we compare notes, and we get a sometimes we got to get a game plan going for the next time.
Yeah, because we love these kids. We want to see them saved.
We don't have a repeat.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes.
Whatever went down.
Well, we don't know where these children are coming from. Yeah. Some of them have a tough life. They've already been through a lot. They've been through a lot more in their few years than some people whole adult years.
Exactly.
And some of them have been put through a trial that has nothing to do with them.
No.
So, I mean,
both of those little girls, by the way.
Yeah, some of them and some of the other ones, they just got the ones we've met. You know, some of them, we don't know their backstory, but their actions tell me a backstory.
Yeah.
And we just want to be there because we want to see their little lives change. Because ladies, we love you. We want to see your lives change. Because if your life changes, your home changes. If your home changes, communities change.
Amen.
And that's what we want to see. So
we're all about it.
Yeah.
And we're not just lip service. We've been through it.
We've already been through it. So you're going to find that out here as we go.
And then shockingly enough, the Lord says, oh yeah, by the way, it's time to
heal another broken heart.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to backtrack a little bit. And another reason why, we don't want to is because that means we got to think about the past. We might even have to relive some of those emotions. It's very painful.
It is. But you got to be,
but it's so temporary.
Yeah. For me, it was like a blip. I think the first one, it was like a day or so. But after that, as soon as I recognize it and the Lord would say, hey, we need to do this. And I would say, hey, Lord, I need this healed. Boom. It was that emotion was gone and it was replaced with a new one.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know what emotion to assign.
Women like to assign
emotions, and sometimes we don't know what to assign. So we hold on to it until we can figure it out.
And then sometimes I'm talking about myself, we're so traumatized over one thing that we have a hard time like I have major trust issues
right.
with men
mm-hmm.
and because of what I went through, and the Lord, he's been dealing with me on that, but I haven't got it yet.
All right, here we are.
I still struggle because I told Anna the other day, I said, well, I text her, I'm having a pity party over here. I said, it's pretty self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It's voluntary.
I have those. I couldn't.
I'm like, I can't.
That one myself.
I just, you know, it is what it is. Because I was remember saying some of the past. I was remember thinking about some of the future. And I'm like, sometimes, anyway, it just is what it is. Yep. And so we're just like, the trauma was so strong.
Yeah.
That it's difficult to see past that.
Yeah. You've helped me with that because, you know, mine was opposite. I actually had trauma over women. And I had a hard time being around women because I was so bullied by girls.
Yeah.
Guys didn't really give me a hard time, partially because I think they knew I could probably beat the snot out of them.
I could take them on. Take them down.
But the girls, they were just such bullies. And so for a long time, I had a hard time being around women. Didn't want to have anything to do with women's ministry. Didn't want to have anything to do with that. And Ray's like, but you got to be. That's your job. And I'm like,
I mean,
why?
You're the pastor's wife.
Yeah, I know. But this is even before then. You need to get around women. You need to do this. And I'm like, I don't want to. And the Lord's like,
and then here I come.
Yeah, you had
like
you
it come, or not.
I know, and I was
I'm
glad.
Pretty pushy,
but it was a good thing. That's what the Lord had to do. He's like, okay, I gotta, because he knew where I was going to go. He already knew the future, so he's like, well, I got to work on this. But he didn't make me do it alone. That's what I'm thankful for, and that's what we want you to know. You're not alone. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
We may not know your exact situation. We may not have gone through what you went through, but I will certainly say that all of us have the same answer, and that's Jesus.
Yeah,
he's the only answer. And so, I was, even to this day, we were supposed to go do some conference and he's looking at me. I'm like, it's a bunch of women and they want you to share what you're going through and they want you to talk about your emotions. Please don't make me. So he goes, we don't have to go.
Which you don't mind doing on a podcast.
No, I don't mind him on the podcast, but I don't mind doing it on the podcast because it's going to help. But in the situations we were in at these sharing
it's
things,
different.
It was different because
some of them were a gripe fest about their husband.
Yeah. And I didn't want to hear that. And some of them is just, I felt like it was gossipy.
Yeah.
And this isn't gossipy because I'm talking about myself.
Right. We are the examples.
So I'm okay when it's like that. But when I hear a bunch of them and some of them are like, anyway, but the Lord's still working on me now. In 2 more years, that might be very different because the Lord's still working on me. He's not done.
Yeah. I don't personally know a woman who's been through more mess than myself.
Yeah.
I've been through some, some dang
mess. I have
mess.
Read some women who have had some big messes, but I've never, because we do the Biat Chaim, and I read their prayer requests, and some of them, it's like, oh my gosh, it's tragic, but I don't know them personally.
Yeah.
So it's different. So you're right. I've never met anybody other than you. That's why I send a lot of women to you.
Yeah.
Like, I've been through that.
been there, done that. And that isn't a brag.
No, but Well, that's okay.
Here we are now because we're helping other women and we're victorious in the Lord because of his healing and his grace and his mercy. And
I've met women like that because I know
this couldn't function without him.
There's this one lady, and she's a mutual friend of ours. I'm not going to say her name. But the first time she told me, she goes, yeah, I used to meet guys and go off to their, apartments, And I'm like, wait, what? She goes, I just run off with some strange guy and do.
I literally don't know who you're talking about.
Mutual friend that lives in Austin.
She told
me that.
We love you.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I forgot about that, but you're right. You're absolutely
right.
I locked
my eyes and she goes, I know. And I said, but I would never have guessed that. I would never have seen that.
Now.
No, because the Lord has restored her.
I didn't even know
her.
Who you were talking about.
The Lord restored her. So it's like nothing is
and
even
she's
there.
She's such a modest dresser. Yeah. And it's just,
I just couldn't
so
imagine
opposite.
That she's telling me this, and I'm like, my eyes are all big. And she could tell that I was traumatized because I can't imagine that life. Even in my semi-rebellious moment, because I was an idiot and listened to somebody else. Even then to that, I couldn't even imagine that. I couldn't imagine actually dating more than one person. I just thought that was weird. Like, why would you like put your heart and soul into somebody and then break up. I just never understood that.
I don't think I've told you some of my past. We're not getting into it today.
Are you sure about
that? No, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yeah, that's a no. But it's very similar to that.
Well, yeah, you've told me a little bit because you looked at me and you're like, uh-huh. And I'm like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm, I mean, is glad. Well, I am glad.
You
but
know
at the
what,
same
though?
Time, I feel bad because I'm like, I don't know how to sympathize.
You had parents who loved you.
Yes, I did.
That you,
yes.
You,
who helped me get to the right. Well, I got off track and I got me back on track.
And she and I know her parents.
Yeah.
I don't know them personally, but I know her situation. We didn't.
Yeah.
We had a very different home life.
So moms, you may think I have a boring job. You might think I should be in the corporate life. You might think that it doesn't matter, but you as a mom matters very, very much because you have no idea how much you have effect on your children, whether you can see it or not. You might be today thinking all I do is wipe butts, wipe noses, and stop arguments, but you don't understand that in the future, that child's going to have to make decisions. And I don't know at that moment when I decided I was going to kill myself, like I said, it was the worst plan ever, but I executed the plan.
And you failed.
Yeah, well, because I heard the Lord say, what about your mom?
Yeah.
She'd be so hurt. Oh yeah, you're right. I can't do it. That moment is where it changed because I thought about my mom who was there. She wasn't just somebody, you know, who she was a stay at home mom until we got to our older years. It made all the difference. So stay at home moms, moms who work, invest in your children. You don't see it today, but I promise you in the future, it will make a difference in your child's life.
Thank you for letting us share our tools to become the women God created us to be. If we encouraged you today, visit us at moderndayabigails.com. Remember, you are loved, cherished, and prayed over.